with a string of events affecting our broadcasters ever since last year, be it channels being sold or whole public entities being merged together, it's an understatement to suggest that the media landscape in Aotearoa is going through uncertain times. However, as recent articles from Critic magazine in the Deep South and Salient magazine in the Capital suggest, student media seems to have gotten an unexpected shake-up. Salient FM, the radio station of the student media organisation, located at the Victoria University of Wellington, surprised few when it had ceased broadcasting and folded in November of last year. Though Salient FM is gone, Salient Casts has taken over, a podcast operation which has no live streaming or terrestrial broadcast element like its predecessor, and which, for the time being, can only be described as a podcast about what the magazine covers for each publication week. A hugely scaled-down operation, rather than one that previously encouraged students to take up a two-hour slot of radio airtime to hone and craft their skills in broadcasting. The closure of Salient FM, however, is a convoluted story with no clear ending, or at least an ending that's been validated as true and accurate by either party in this fiasco, with vested interests on all sides. It all started when former station managers Jazz Kane and Nav Nair were unsure if they wanted to continue their tenure at Salient FM for 2020 and decided to hire a new manager.
Jazz hit me up and he was like, hey, it'd be good to hit up the incoming editors. So I messaged the editors and that's pretty much where they informed me that, yep, Salient FM's no longer there. It was a done deal as soon as they signed on. It was like conditional on them signing on that FM would be gone and it would be replaced with Salient Podcasts.
Former Salient FM co-manager Nav Nair. Now, the editors that Nav was talking about were Rachel Trow and Kirsty Frame, the current editors of Salient Magazine for 2020. I reached out to them and also their current Salient podcast editor, Matt Casey, for comment and perspective, but to no avail. Now, a few picked up on Nav saying that the closure of Salient FM was correlated with the editors of Salient Magazine coming on board for the year. That's because it was one of the big speculative arguments against the University Student Association, VUSA for short. It was originally understood by Critic magazine that contracts written up by VUSA, which hired the new editors of Salient for 2020, specified Salient FM's demise. Here's Nav again.
You also said that the closure was somehow conditional to the contract of employment to this person who now runs Salient Casts. Is that really confirmable? Because that would be huge.
Well, no, I can't. Like, obviously, I can't say that those were the words of the manager or VUSA or anything. We had a meeting with Matt, the VUSA CEO, me and Jazz, it was kind of more of a grievance meeting rather than solving anything. It was kind of like talk over what had happened to Salient FM because we had no idea before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we asked who made this decision and we were told, yep, he made the decision in conjunction with the exec. Whether that's the VUSA exec for 2020, I'm not sure. But he said it was in conjunction with the exec, and yeah, and so there was no Salient involvement in that decision.
Does it make any sense to you that there was Salient FM, right, and it was a radio station, but it also had some podcasts from shows that were already broadcasting on air to be you know, just like gone, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're just going to do podcasts now? Does that make any sense to you?
No, to me, it's a backward step. I've always said, you know, it's like a backward step. It's a narrowing of Salient's focus because we've already did podcasts, but now it's like stripping back everything else. They said they didn't want music so much.
Yeah.
They said they didn't want the ability to be able to host online 24/7 radio. So they got rid of that and they kind of just said, yeah, we'll do podcasts. I don't know exactly how many podcasts they plan to do. This is something they could have talked to us about regarding Salient FM last year. As managers, that wasn't a focus for us, and it had not been raised as a focus for us as something that VUSA wanted,
right.
Communication. There was no communication of that kind.
With all the accusations about the origin story of Salient FM's closure still not put to sleep after 3 weeks after the story was first dropped, I decided to get in touch with VUSA. In particular, I wanted to have a conversation with their CEO, Matt Tucker, whose name seemed to be coming up not just in articles, but in the interviews that I was holding. You just heard Nav talk about him, where it's been speculated that Matt was one of the people who initially brought it up with the student executive. Unfortunately, he declined multiple requests for a pre-recorded phone interview, even after being furnished with some of the many points I would have raised with him. I was, however, able to get in touch with VUSA president Gio Robregado. I first asked Gio about how the idea of going from FM to podcasts was first introduced to the student executive body.
We had discussions about general restructure towards the end of last year. And then the final decision, I heard about it early this year.
In those discussions last year,
yes.
What sort of things were being touted about in specific relation to Salient?
Well, not really cutting FM, but to move it to podcast, because we really are not getting the numbers that warrants FM to be kept. Because and everybody, I've also had some discussions with some students, and they feel like a podcast is better considering the times.
When you guys were initially discussing this transition between FM to cast, who was the person who kind of drove that idea forward?
It was a general conversation. I can't recall who gave the idea to the table or something like that, but it has been a recurring discussion ever since. Towards the end of last year.
To get an idea of the timeline here, so the student association, at some point last year, they thought about, okay, let's possibly switch FM to cast. That idea is set into motion. Who at Salient is informed of the decision at the time, and were they given the opportunity to negate it?
I do remember sitting on the panel for the incoming Salient editors, and that question was brought up.
Can you recall what happened then?
Incoming Salient editors.
Yeah.
So it was a like an interview panel because we were looking for the next editor. So the question as to whether FM could be turned into podcast was brought up, and Every candidate was open to the idea. Open to the idea, especially if it's something that's much more financially viable, and at the same time, the students like it.
VUSA student president Gio Robregado. Now, I'm not sure about you, but being open to an idea is generally different than being in agreeance with it. And thus what Nav said before about Salient FM's demise being tied to getting the gig as Salient co-editors is enough to really question the nature of Salient's independence from VUSA, especially as it gets money from the Student Association via funds from the Student Services Levy as well as advertising sales. One could argue that if it was truly the agenda of Salient as a sole entity to freely move ahead with the transition from FM to podcasts, that the process would have gone ahead with less hassle and less drama, to the point the story wouldn't have been published in two student magazines. In a reply to Salient Magazine's article on the matter, CEO Matt Tucker wrote that VUSA will never seek to control Salient's political voice or editorial content. He also reiterated this point in emails with myself, saying that the Student Association, quote, has no intention of creating a mechanism for or stepping into what Salient says, be that in the magazine, TV, or via casts, unquote. Here's student president Gio Robregado once again.
I mean, there seems to be a large concern for how a media organization like Salient is, I guess, supposed to remain editorially independent. What's your take on that whole question surrounding that, surrounding Salient's editorial independence, and for the people to run the organization the way that they want instead of being reformed by the student association funding it?
All right, so Salient still maintains editorial independence. VUSA does not interfere with everything to do with Salient.
Now, another facet to the story is the amount of money being spent on Salient Cast to get it set up and running. In an email to me, CEO Matt Tucker wrote that the equipment used for FM was poor quality and not for purpose. With the use of stage mics and not studio mics, there were other issues with the equipment that was in place. As an aside, being someone who made programming for Salient FM in the past, I can personally vouch for that. Seriously. He then went on to write that VUSA is putting in two new computers for casting, four new studio mics, mixer with USB output, stands, high-quality headphones, and covering the whole cost of setup and install. This is all very fascinating when you consider Salient FM's history, where it had only been 5 years since the station was brought back into the fold of the Student Association after a previous owner, the Victoria Broadcasting Trust, had disbanded after owing $3,000 to the IRD. Here's former Salient FM co-manager Nav Nair again.
He did, yeah, he told us.
But what do you make of that comment?
Ridiculous.
Yeah?
It's just kind of like I find it ridiculous because, I mean, Salient FM was operating on a shoestring budget of $1,000 for several years. You know, that's all we had. And now he wants to narrow the focus and pump in more money to purchase, mics and equipment for Salient Podcasting, which is a narrowed focus. You know, and we've been, like, as Salient FM staff, we'd been asking for, you know, we'd be making the bare minimum out of things. We'd ask for things, we'd ask for money, we'd explain why we need things, and we wouldn't kind of be given it.
I brought the same question up with Gio Rob Rigado, and this is what he had to say.
I cannot fully comment on that just because I still wasn't in university.
Sure. Even though you weren't there, don't you think do you think it would make sense for the organization in previous administrations to have made that investment then instead of having to create something new and then pump money into that?
Could be, because it could be the case that back then they still saw FM as a viable investment. While I did say that I wasn't here in uni back then, back in 2015, I was still listening to radio stations. So that's probably before Spotify and all those streaming services became really big. So radio was the real viable option for people to get music. So,
but for some reason, FM today isn't viable.
You got Spotify, you got all those online streaming services. So while there's still radio around, people are already moving to different platforms.
If it turns out that Salient Cast isn't producing numbers, because you brought up numbers before in order to justify the investment in FM, If it comes to the point where Salient Cast isn't generating the numbers, will that be folded at the decision of the Student Association as well?
I can't say for certain at this point.
Right, but there lies that possibility that it could?
It's more of we'll just probably cross the bridge when we get there.
Right.
I really can't see for now.
The story for now ends here. I just want to say for those at VUSA listening, in particular the CEO, Matt Tucker, the opportunity to really set the story straight is still here and open. Just give me a call. For The Wire, ko kori foimo no takawingawa.